Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So it's actually crazy how quickly news moves, because whereas we obviously are going to be chatting to John Day, as I mentioned earlier, about some of the sanctions and some of these other aspects of the way the United States is dealing with Israel and Iran, of course, there has been already some developing news, and that is with Israel allegedly responding and attacking certain targets in Iran. So that is a developing story. That is a breaking story. But in the meantime, there have been a number of developments in terms of the United States' response to Israel. US and Britain announced new Iran sanctions after missile and drone strike on Israel. Joining us this morning, John Day. John, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Howard.
I like how you say good morning as though you believe it, because for you, it's late at night. So I really appreciate you humoring us in that way. It's like we identify as morning. Anyway, so it's really been fascinating to watch this very delicate dance that Biden is doing, and trying to almost keep everybody more or less satisfied. So he stops Israel from responding in a major way, even though Israel's responded now, but it seems to promise them sanctions. There's definitely I get the sense that there's so much manipulation or maybe just negotiation going on behind the scenes.
Well, you're right to call it a delicate dance. I mean, you're seeing this, you know, Biden is making these proclamations to Netanyahu, saying, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But he never draws a line in the sand. He never follows up with anything concrete as far as any kind of, you know, demands or repercussions. So he is walking that line. You know, spearhead these sanctions, these additional sanctions along with the UK. Although, frankly, there's nothing terribly new there. The entities that are being sanctioned are basically under sanction anyway. But, you know, it was a step publicly to support Israel. But, you know, you have the situation where Biden has told both Iran and Israel, don't take any steps to retaliate, don't take any further steps to escalate, and they're not really listening to him.
Yeah, it's so interesting, because the part of the concern around the nuclear deal was that it didn't preclude Iran from manufacturing these ballistic missiles, which is exactly what was fired at Israel. We now have Iran saying, well, you know, if things get too hairy, they're going to go back to nuclear production, which of course they've been doing anyway, pretty much, I'm sure. It's just a unholy mess, because, and I think, and I'd love your thoughts on it, simply because there's been an appeasement policy which you and I have spoken about before, just never works.
Well, I mean, that's the history of appeasement. I mean, it never, I don't think anyone can come up with an example of an appeasement situation in the last century or two that has actually worked. But, you know, you have the situation tonight, or this morning in your case, with this retaliatory attack, which seemed, of course, Biden had said to Israel, don't escalate this. This stops here. And I guess the question is, what now? Is there going to continue to be this tit for tat escalation, or was this? And it sounds like this, the response by Israel, and I think what's interesting about it is they seem to have completely penetrated any sort of Iranian air defense systems. There may be some new Israeli weaponry and technology in the works here, which is sort of interesting. Anyway, I don't get ahead of the get ahead of myself here, but that's sort of what I've been picking up on, is that
I'm starting to see this as well, because a couple of the commentators talking about something like glided missiles, maybe from other areas, disarmed through a cyber attack, defense systems. So the sense, what you're saying, definitely starting to sound like it's possible.
It's an interesting thought, but again, the key question is going to be, is there escalation? And what the U.S. is watching this, Biden is watching this to see, is this over? Is this, the attack today was limited, it seems like, to a military base, not even the nuclear facilities, but limited to a base. So, is this just one more step in this escalation, or are there's going to be some kind of pressure internationally brought by the U.S. and the other countries that have been working on this to try to tamp down the escalation? I don't know. But again, Biden is being driven by this in domestic political consideration here in the U.S. that he has to continue to be supportive of Israel as he has been. And I think that he reflects the majority of the people here. I mean, he is reflecting the majority of what Americans feel. There's a small minority, obviously, that are protesting, but the vast majority are supportive. Mm.
What concerns me greatly, I have to say, is I was watching a clip last night of Biden mixing up Haifa and Rafah, and it was cringeworthy. It was really, really embarrassing, and I felt and I'm no fan of Biden's, but I felt enormously sorry for him, because it's very undignified. And if we think about the Biden, not that he was that youthful, but when he spoke following the October 7th attack, it was an incredibly strong and powerful speech. The deterioration, even in his diction, the way in which he is moving within 6 months has been, I think, horrific. What I don't understand is why those who care for him actually aren't saying this is undignified. It's time to shuffle him off the stage and let put somebody else in his place for November. Why is it that, because there can be no way, given this trajectory, that he would be able to serve out any term.
Well, you're right. He's not getting younger by the week here. Mm. And that you're articulating something that a lot of people in this country are feeling. Not that everybody is it's something sort of an unmentionable situation in a lot of places. But there's this concept of Biden. I mean, there's no chance that anything is going to happen to unless it's an act of God, for example. Mm. But he's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party, and the other nominee is sitting in a courtroom for the next 4 weeks in a criminal trial in New York City. And I mean, this is all playing out while this, of course, incredibly serious situation is taking place in the Middle East. But domestically, we're watching Trump in this show in the courtroom where he's angry all the time, and then you've got Biden. Everyone's got their fingers crossed that he can, at least if you're on his side, that he's going to make it at least to the convention, the political convention, and then on to the election. But, a lot of things can happen between now and then. And you're right to point out that there is a certain level of, there's a great level of concern, people watching him speak publicly. And, we've got these two candidates, and it's very tense that way.
Yeah, one of the things that we learned or that we saw in Israel, I think, was the fact that the country was so divided prior to October 7th, I believe created the impression, And in fact, it proved to be correct that there was a certain level of weakness, a certain gaps in the system. One doesn't really get that sense in the United States because of, I think, the way the political structures work, where it isn't really, I mean, it might be Biden who says things, but in fact he's got an administration behind him. But it surely must be a concern for Americans that with, as you say, the one candidate in court and not happy at all, the other one really starting to look like a doddering old guy, that this isn't America at its strongest.
No, there's you pick up this general feeling of unease and uncertainty about what's coming politically, and nobody's happy about it. I mean, nobody seems terribly happy. I think there are bases of both these candidates who are happy, but I think there's a majority of a sort of a quiet majority of people who are thinking, boy, this is, how did we get into this situation with these two? And all the things that are taking place around the world, and this is what we've got. This is what we're stuck with, and that's a continuing theme.
It really is such a concern, John Day. Thank you, as always. Such a fascinating conversation. Leslie says he's just Biden his time. Leslie, come on, you can do better than that.